This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, once I heard that this book was coming out, both Don and I said, well, we have to read it. I got the copy a couple of days ago, so full disclosure, I'm about three-quarters of the way through. I've not read the whole thing yet, but I certainly have a good sense of what it's about. And what is it about is the NFL Today, the show with Brent and Irv and Jimmy the Greek and Phyllis George. And the name of the book is You Are Looking Live, and the author is Rich Podolsky. I'm holding it up right now if you're watching us on Yes. And Richard was a writer for the first couple of years of the NFL Today, joins us now. He has written this book, and really it's a very thorough examination of the impact that this show had. Rich, thanks for joining us, and I know the book came out today on Amazon and on barnesandnoble.com. I hope it does well. This must have been a blast to write.
This was totally a blast, Michael. It's really great to talk to you and Don and Peter, too. It feels like talking to old friends, even though we've never met.
Well, thank you. What made this, you know, things that we take for granted now when we watch all the pregame shows, man, it was like edgy and cutting edge. And I mean, people were taking chances to put it together like halftime highlights and stuff like that. And then these four personalities, they kind of meshed perfectly to form this show that everybody had to watch.
Well, what happened back in the early 70s, if you were an NFL fan, you were in the dark ages as far as getting information about your team. There were only three channels to speak of. There was no cable. ESPN was 6 years away. No CNN, round-the-clock news. No internet. There wasn't even sports phone. And then in 1975, this young visionary executive named Bob Wessler moves over from WBBM in Chicago, CBS, sent him to run CBS Sports. And he had not only had a vision of going live with the show for the very first time. You also have to remember there were no live pregame shows before this. The only thing that was live were the games. And all the announcers were middle-aged white men. So Wessler not only goes live, he decides to break barriers and put a woman on the show for the very first time. And not just any woman, but a former Miss America. She wasn't a sports reporter, but she was a sports fan, Phyllis George. He also puts on an African-American for the very first time on a live sports show like this. And that, of course, was Irv Cross. Totally, totally ready for the position. He had done analysis on NFL games prior to that. And, of course, he was great with the Eagles before that. And then a year later, Wessler has the nerve and the gall to add Jimmy the Greek to talk about gambling and point spreads, when Pete Rozelle and the NFL totally were against it. In fact, Rozelle went before Congress and testified that he thought only 2% of the public watching the games actually bet on the games. And when Beano Cook, who worked at CBS at that time, heard that, Beano said, well, if that's true, then they all live on my block.
What I was blown away by too, Rich, is just how good Brent Musburger was. I knew it watching it, Rich, but when you hear the likes of a Jack Whitaker, who was a god at CBS, couldn't do that, and that Brent Musburger, who was kind of a newbie at the time, he had worked his way up, but given that job because of just how perfect he was for it.
Yeah, Brent could have been an air traffic controller. He was so good. This show also gave America highlights of other games at halftime for the very first time. Before this, all you got was a highlight or two of your game and maybe some scores of other games if they were up to date. They found a way, Wessler and his team found a way to put together highlights of eight different games in the 1 o'clock window. They rushed them up to Musburger. Musburger sold them the first time. As he was going on the air, he knew all the players without notes, and they were counting down in his ear at the same time, and he never missed a beat. That's why I say he could have been an air traffic controller. He was incredible doing this. And he would always look so cool It was amazing. And these personalities, it was the beginning of what's known as sports personality broadcasting. Phyllis George just burst through the set with her interviews of athletes like Roger Staubach and Joe Namath. Irv Cross was smooth as silk and great with the strategy and handling the highlights with Brent. And the Greek, nobody had ever seen anything like the Greek before on TV. Somebody talking about point spreads without actually mentioning the point spread. He got around it by saying, oh, they'll win by a field goal, or they'll win by a touchdown, or what does the golfer say when he hits it out of bounds? He says, four. You know, and the Greek was a riot. He was terrific. He had that big board with 18 check marks, and he really helped CBS raise the ratings tremendously. They were getting fives and sixes the first year they were on the air. And by the way, that first year they were on the air, they won 13 Emmy Awards. And after the Greek came on, the ratings went up to eights and nines. Wow. I mean, that you're talking about primetime ratings today. Those numbers were so big. You know, one last thing, Michael, before I let you ask another question. The show did so well, and it helped the NFL raise its profile and increase the number of fans to the point where it overtook baseball as America's number one sport.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, the name of the book is You Are Looking Live. I'd like you to tell the story, because I thought it was fascinating when I read in the book when that came out of Brent's mouth. And it's funny, because sometimes, like once or twice a year, I'll do it kind of as an homage to Brent Musburger on a Yankee game. I'll say, You Are Looking Live at, you know, a gorgeous, you know, Yankee Stadium. So this is, it's part of the American vernacular now. Where did it come from, Rich?
In one of the very early production meetings in that very first season in 1975, it was producer Mike Curl, director Bob Fishman, Phyllis George, Brent, Irv, the Greek wasn't even there, and the associate director, Peter Blechner. They were talking about what they were going to have on the show that week, and Fishman happened to mention that he's got some buddies that bet on the games, and they always wanted to know what the weather was. And Brent said, well, you know, when we do that whip around, showing the different stadiums at the opening, instead of just showing the stadiums, I could say, you are looking live at Soldier Field in Chicago, or you are looking live at that stadium in Philadelphia. And that was a tip-off to the gamblers what the weather was, and they could go over or under or whatever.
And when he said it, it made it sound, it just sounded bigger, Rich. You know, it was everything that show was about. You are looking live. It just made you feel like you were important to watch that.
It did, Michael. You know, and when he said it in that meeting, everybody knew it was the perfect line. It was like looking at the Mona Lisa for the very first time. It was just perfect. And the show really was so exciting. I mean, you were getting news, you were getting highlights, you were getting features that you never got before. And these personalities, they got along like kissing cousins or battling cousins on and off the set. They as the ratings got higher and higher, the tension grew because they all wanted more airtime. And it was only 22 minutes of airtime in that half-hour show. Mm. And the Greek was usually the one who got cut out. And it came to a head in October of 1980 when the Greek got really upset with Musburger. And they wound up having a little fisticuffs at a place called Pear Trees on the east side of New York after the show.
Wow. How serious an incident was that? Was it reported at the time, or did it get out?
Well, let me quickly tell you what happened. The Greek had a segment called The Greek's Grapevine where he's supposed to get insider news. They, the producers and Musburger, were kind of tired of it after 5 years because it seemed to be just tips from Al Davis, the Greek's buddy. But this particular Sunday, the Greek had a legitimate piece of news, and that was that Notre Dame was about to fire their coach, Dan Devine, and replace him with a high school coach from Akron, Ohio, named Jerry Faust. Nobody else had it. The Greek thought it was going to be his big moment. They rehearsed it before the show went on the air. And when it was the time for the Greek segment, instead of just throwing it to the Greek, Brent blurted out the news, left the Greek kind of tongue-tied and flat-footed, and the Greek was steaming the rest of the day. So when they got to Pear Trees that night, the Greek started complaining about lack of airtime, complaining about what he did to him with that piece of news. And they all had a lot to drink. And according to producer Ted Shaker, who was there, at that point, Brent said to the Greek, "You know, Greek, I can make you disappear anytime I want." Mm. At which point, the Greek punched him right in the face. And, of course, it got out. It was in the Washington Post the next day. It was the front page of some of the New York papers. And by the following Sunday, yeah, they made their peace. And they went on the air with boxing gloves in front on the set and Phyllis George ringing a bell and saying round one. And it was the highest-rated show of the year.
Rich, I'm telling you what, that's how Peter is on this show. Peter always wants more airtime, and we get into fights. It's amazing. Well, the book is great. I mean, it's such an important show in the history of our medium, and you did such a great job covering it. It's called You Are Looking Live. Go out and get it, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Rich, we thank you for talking about it with us.
Yeah, one quick thing, Michael. I think the legacy of the show is that Phyllis George parted the Red Sea for women broadcasters after her, and Herb Cross did the same for black broadcasters after him.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for having me on.
You got it, Rich. Good luck with the book. All right, so we're going to finish up our week. We'll take your phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. You remember this, Don, when, I mean, Brent Musburger was so big that he ended up getting fired on April 1st, right during the NCAA tournament. Everybody thought it was a joke. Nobody could believe that it happened because there was a contract negotiation going on, and he supposedly wanted more money than CBS wanted to give him. Then he ended up at ESPN for all those years.
Yeah, he's still going at it too. He's what was he? He's over. He's 80, like 1 or 82 years old now.
Yeah,
right?
he's the Raiders play-by-play guy on radio.
Yeah, incredible career.
All right, 1-800-919-3776. Knicks are playing tonight. Mitchell Robinson is back in the lineup. He's going to play a little bit tonight, but first time he's played since March, so that's important as well. It's Kayla Greca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.